Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
We could not be fabulouser. I can't imagine how that would be. Mr. Rob Center, a great producer on the other side of the glass, taking good care of us. He's why, if you go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or any podcast program after our Sunrise interview, you'll be able to find that on Spotify or even on the WKOK podcast podcast page. Thanks to Rob Center. He does it much better than I say it. That is for sure. On the news line with us now, Alana Jaco is back, Director of Communications and Outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. She's probably at least partially, if not fully, responsible for this fabulous newsletter they sent out that just has just dozens of things that they have lined up, and also has a quick glance at some of the other headlines and events that relate to our Greenway and what's going on as it relates to maybe the outdoors and the environment. So, Alana, thank you so much for checking in today.
No problem, Mark. Thanks for having me.
How much is Susquehanna Greenway eConnections your work?
Well, I am the Director of Communications, so I have a pretty heavy hand in putting that together, but we are quite the team at the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, so no one thing isn't seen by everyone, so we really put our heads together and, you know, try to make all the great things that we do possible throughout the year, especially, like you said, the really, really busy slate of events we have this year we're really excited about, and it was not the work of one person. We all really have the help of our staff and our partners and our volunteers who make it all possible.
To reiterate, one of our main topics is the Greenway. I always call it sort of, you know how the Poconos is a region. It's that mountainous skiing, rural area up in, you know, Monroe County and that area. The Greenway is in the heart of Pennsylvania. It's the area up and down the west and north branch and main stem of the Susquehanna River that is impacted and affected by and benefits from the Susquehanna River. How's Lawrence's little description there? Pretty close?
Pretty good. Pretty close there, yeah. We like to say it's a corridor of parks, trails, and communities along the river within Pennsylvania, so you hit the nail on the head right there. And the partnership, we not only work to build connections between these things, to really envision that corridor so folks can get outdoors and walk, bike, or paddle along the river, but, you know, we also provide, like you said, things like the newsletter and our upcoming events to provide the opportunities and resources for folks to get outdoors and engage with it. So you're getting to know us pretty well, Mark.
And to be clear, the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that participates in information, setting up events. Give us a better definition of what the Greenway Partnership is in terms of who's contributing to it. And, you know, you can mention the staff used to have, I think it was almost all just great professional adult women that were working there. Tell us, just give us a glimpse of the partnership itself.
The Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, we are a nonprofit. We're a pretty small staff right now, but we are looking to grow. We actually just closed several positions that we're in the process of interviewing, so there may be some exciting new staff announcements in the next month or so. But we, you know, we have I think staff of three looking to grow to a staff of six. We've got a really committed board of directors who also help us with all the great work we do. We rely heavily on our volunteers to get out on the Greenway and take photos, you know, and volunteer in places that we don't often are able to get to, because the geography of the Greenway is 500 miles. Which is quite a stretch for a few people to cover. So we do rely on those people who are located in various regions of the Greenway to get those feet on the ground and really make sure everyone has access to connecting with it, whether it's, you know, boat launches or trail conditions. We like to keep an eye on things and, you know, stay up to date on what's going on in the world of the outdoors.
Your 2022 events, let's run through some of those.
Sure. So I guess the first one coming up here is April 9th is our Paddling Film Festival World Tour. This event is probably for the folks who just can't wait for paddling season. You know, spring is on its way, but we're not quite warm enough for paddling yet. So this is an opportunity to sit back, relax, and enjoy some exciting paddling films from around the globe. This is, you know, includes something like from river rapids in the American West to kayaking waterfalls in Canada. They're just stories that are really encapsulating the spirit of adventure and storytelling on our world's waterways. So this year, SGP is hosting a matinee showing on April 9th at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. So we're really excited for that opportunity. We're also going to have maps and information available for opportunities to paddle right here on our very own Susquehanna River, so folks can be inspired by the films and then start planning their season to get out on the river.
Right, so that's the Paddling Film Festival. Take us into the rest of April and May. What's on the agenda?
Okay, so our next event then on the slate is Friday, May 13th, actually at Clyde Peeling's Reptiland. This is what we're calling Susquehanna Scenes, Sips, and Scales. Primarily, this is an event where we celebrate the winners of our annual photo contest. And one of our rotating categories was wildlife, so we thought Reptiland is the perfect fit for that. So the winning images of the photo contest will be displayed around the zoo where folks can see the animals, enjoy the photography, and sip wines from three local wineries. Four Friends, Whispering Oaks, and Oregon Hill are going to be attending. And also some area food trucks. So it's another exciting event, one we had last year that was really a hit. So we're looking forward to seeing folks at that one as well.
Your very first outdoor expo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is going to be our showcase event of the year. Like you said, it's a first-time event, but we're really hoping to make it something annual and something that grows every year. So it coincides with National Trails Day and Great Outdoors Month. The Susquehanna Greenway Outdoor Expo is slated for June 4th, 2022 at Chicoloomy State Park, right where the branches of the river meet. We thought that was a just perfect central location to, you know, gather the outdoor community, both, you know, new folks who are interested and experienced people who've been out on the river and out on our trails. It's just an opportunity for them to convene and get the resources they need to find their next outdoor adventure on the Susquehanna Greenway. So in addition to clinics, workshops, presentations, and access to outdoor gear and resources, there's going to be an opportunity to learn from experts at over 50 booths, enjoy food trucks, and even some musical performances by local artists throughout the day, one of which is going to be Van Wagner, and he is also offering a lumber raft demo, which should be pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to that piece. And then another draw to the event is there's going to be a chance to win a kayak, which is another exciting piece. Part of the goal of the event is to equip the public, and that's kind of the showpiece of the event there for people to enter and win the kayak. And like I said, there's going to be other gear and resources available throughout the day. So if you want to learn more, we did create a separate website for this one. It's SusquehannaExpo.com.
Well, fantastic. I'm actually pretty excited about this. We'll be there, and we're certainly going to promote the heck out until you get close to it. I am on SusquehannaExpo.com now. It says you're still accepting exhibitors. So what kind of exhibitors would you like to see there?
Right now we're in the process of looking for exhibitors to come to the event. We're still registration window is still open. We have four activity zones throughout the event. It's going to be on wheels, which are bike vendors, we have cyclists, tune-up kits, demonstrations, that kind of thing. Adventure and advocacy, which includes our nonprofit partners and other organizations like clubs and volunteer groups who do great work on the Greenway, and, you know, be an opportunity for folks to ask questions, get maps, and get involved. Third activity zone is on land, which involves, you know, backpacking, camping, hiking, those kinds of things, gear and apparel. And then our fourth category is on water, which includes, you know, paddling opportunities and outfitters, kayaks, fishing, that kind of gear as well. So really, we'd love to see more gear, more, you know, outfitter shops that want the opportunity to get exposed to a new audience. We welcome, you know, nonprofits and clubs and associations who want to reach their audiences. This is really going to be an all-encompassing opportunity for the outdoor folks to get together and have a great time. So we're really looking forward to it. Exhibitors can visit that website. Instructions to reach out to us are on there. And we're also continually seeking sponsors for the event. It is a big undertaking, and we're not going to deny any help we can get to pull it off. So that's also information for that's also on the website as well.
Well, let's mention Woodlands Bank, Muncie Bank and Trust, Susquehanna Community Bank, First Columbia Bank and Trust, M&T Bank, Susquehanna Valley Visitors Bureau, and DCNR have already stepped up as sponsors, so we'll give them a mention since they're the forward-thinking guys that got on board first, and you're looking for more sponsors and more vendors. All right, well, leave us with some contact information, SusquehannaExpo.com. We got that one. What's the best ways to get the rest of the information about the Susquehanna Greenway partnership in the busy spring and summer?
Of course. So all of our other events are also on our SusquehannaGreenway.org website. And you can also follow us on both Facebook and Instagram. We have our events all up and running there with updates. So that's the place to go, websites and social media.
All right. Well, you and I are going to talk next month. I want another update. We'll get very, very close to the Paddling Film Festival by then. And so we'll make a note on the upcoming events, and you can give us an update on the expo. Thank you so much for the information, and thanks for all you're doing. Folks that enjoy the outdoors around here are well aware of your efforts, and hoping to recruit more folks. Thank you, Alana.
No problem, Mark. Thanks for having me again, and we'll hopefully see you out there on the Greenway.
Yep, and we'll be out there shortly, hopefully. Just keep staying mild, and we'll be out there. All right, to be continued, Alana Jaco, Director of Communications and Outreach, Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, Susquehanna Greenway, or SusquehannaGreenway.org, their website.